Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，晚上好。
Good evening. You can't go to sleep yet.
请大家现在还不要睡觉。
Especially you young people here on the front.
特别是前面的这些年轻人。
I have a pocket full of stones.
我这口袋里面有很多石头。
Okay. Wonderful to be here.
非常高兴能够在这里。
To meet members of my family that I never met before.
能够见到我家中我以前从来没见过的人。
Did you hear what I said?
你有没有听到我说的话？
To meet members of my family that I never met before.
我家里面的我从来没见过的成员。
We weren't even born in the same country.
我们甚至不是在同一个国家出生的。
But we're members of the same family.
但是我们是同一个家庭里面的成员。
Don't speak the same, many of us don't speak the same language.
很多人我们也不是说同样的语言。
And, many of us don't look like me.
很多人看着也不像我。
But we're all members of one marvelous family.
但是我们都是一个非常奇妙的家庭里面的成员。
We are one.
我们是一的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because we have the life of the Lord Jesus Christ inside of us.
因为我们每一个人都有耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面。
Now I'm speaking to those who have had a wonderful experience of coming to know the Lord Jesus.
我是对那些有了这样一个奇妙的认识主耶稣的经历的人说的。
It's not just knowing about him.
不只是知道他而已。
But it's knowing him as a living person.
而是把他当成一个活生生的人认识。
See, if you've come to believe in him,
如果你已经相信了他，
he is living inside of you.
他活在你的里面。
His life is inside of you.
他的生命在你的里面。
That's what makes us members of the same family.
这就是我们为什么是同一个家庭里面的成员。
And I'm so glad.
我非常高兴。
That I can stand here and look out and see these lovely faces of my brothers and sisters.
我能够站在这里看见我这些可爱的弟兄姐妹的面孔。
And I don't even know your name.
我不知道你的名字。
Most of you.
大部分的人
But we're still members of the same family.
但是我们还是一家子的人。
Now what do you think about that?
你怎么觉得呢?
What word do you like to use to respond to that?
你会怎么样的反应呢?
You know my word?
你知道我的话?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing.
这实在是一个非常非常
And you know what else is wonderful?
你知道另外一件很美妙的事吗?
We're going to spend eternity with one another.
我们会在永世里在一起。
So we'll have plenty of time to get to know each other.
所以我们有很多的时间可以彼此认识。
Even though I don't know your name now, I will then.
虽然我现在不认识你的名字，但是我会。
We can have wonderful times of fellowshipping together.
我们可以一个非常美好的时间一起团契。
You saw, on the screen here, the theme of what we feel in our hearts the Lord wants us to consider together.
你在这个屏幕上可以看到这一次我们要分享的主题
Seeing Jesus in a clear way
更丰满的认识耶稣
My dear brothers and sisters
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Our main concern is not that we would get more information
我们最关注的不是说我们要得到更多的信息
Probably we have more information than we've even put into practice
我们已经有了太多的信息以至于我们都行不出来
Amen
Amen.
Yes, probably we have. But we don't need more information.
所以我们不需要更多的信息。
But what we do very much need
我们非常需要的是
is a revelation.
是启示。
A seeing with the eyes of our heart.
我们心里面的眼睛能够看见
our wonderful, wonderful Lord.
我们美妙的主。
And so this is what we're trusting our blessed Holy Spirit to help us do this time together.
所以我们来仰靠这位可称颂的圣灵一起坐在我们的身上
Each one of us need a miracle
我们每一个人都是一个神迹
But we may be able to see our Lord Jesus in a clear way
能够更清晰地看见我们的耶稣
That cannot be done in any human effort
这不是人的能力所能做到的
There's only one person who can do that for us
只有一个人可以帮助我们做到这一点
It's the Holy Spirit.
那就是圣灵。
In the original language, our Lord Jesus referred to the Holy Spirit as the Elon Parakletos.
在希腊原文里面，我们的主耶稣指责圣灵说是保惠师。
the Paraclete,
保惠师,
the one who's been called alongside,
那位被召站在我们旁边的,
to help us with everything that we need help with,
来帮助我们所有需要帮助的事情。
I hope you know him.
我希望你认识他。
And we want to trust him tonight.
今天我们要来信靠他。
To take a portion of God's word.
他会把神的话的一部分。
Reveal the truth of that to us.
把里面的真理启示给我们。
And incorporate that truth into our innermost being.
把这些真理放在我们的最深处。
Now my brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
If this can happen.
如果这个能够发生的话
We will all be different people when this meeting is finished.
当这个聚会结束了之后我们都会不一样。
So I trust you're not looking to me.
我希望你不是在期盼我。
Or looking to my brother who will translate.
或者说期盼这个翻译的人。
But that we are all together trusting the Holy Spirit.
我们一起都在这里信靠圣灵。
To take the truth in this wonderful, wonderful book.
把这本书里面非常奇妙的真理
and reveal it to our hearts.
启示在我们的心里面
Even your young brothers and sisters sitting up here.
甚至我们前面这些年轻的弟兄姐妹们
Don't disqualify yourself.
不要以为自己没有资格
I'm going to tell you a secret.
我告诉你一个秘密
You don't have to have gray hair in order to get revelation.
你不用需要有头发苍白才能够得到启示
Did you hear?
你听见了吗?
I'm going to say it again.
我要再说一次。
You don't need gray hair.
你不需要白发苍苍。
To see the Lord Jesus in a fuller way.
才能够更丰满的认识主耶稣。
So I'm encouraging you.
所以我在这里鼓励大家。
Let the Holy Spirit help you.
让圣灵来帮助。
Don't just receive it here.
不只是用耳朵听或者头脑听。
Down deeper.
要在心里的深处。
So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
I tell you what, my dear brothers, I think it would be good for us to stand.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得我们大家站起来，大家是比较合一的。
Let's stand in the presence of our wonderful Lord.
我们站在我们奇妙的主面前。
As our way of saying to Him, we respect you very, very much.
这是我们向我们的主说，我们实在是尊崇你。
And so let's cry out to Him for our time together.
我们一同向我们的主呼求。
Our Father, in the name of your beloved Son,
我们的父啊，我们奉着你的儿子耶稣的名
，We want to say to you that our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
我们向你说，我们的心充满了感恩。
You have blessed us with blessings beyond our ability to understand.
你用了我们不能理解的恩典祝福了我们。
And you have brought us here to this place during these days together.
你在这个时候把我们带到这个地方。
Because there's something special that you want to do in our lives.
因为你要在我们生命当中行奇妙的事。
You want to give us more of your beloved Son.
你要把你的儿子更多的赐给我们。
So we're here standing here tonight in your presence.
我们站在你自己的面前。
And saying Amen, Father.
我们说阿门，父啊。
We want to see your Son in a fuller way.
我们要更丰满地认识你的儿子。
Blessed Lord Jesus.
那可称颂的主耶稣
我
们谢谢你在十架上成就的奇妙工作
And we thank you that you were the victor over all things.
我们感谢你你已经胜过了万物
And tonight we want to take your name
今天我们要奉你的名
And announce it over this place
要在这个地方宣扬你的名
Over these days that we have been given
要在这几天的时间里面
And over our own hearts and minds.
在我们的心上，在我们的头脑里面。
So that the life of Christ in us.
所以基督的生命在我们里面。
Will be able to receive what you have to say to us.
能够接受你要给我们说的话。
So Lord, here we are standing before you.
主啊，我们站在你的面前。
And we want to say to you.
我们想跟你说。
Lord, speak.
主，请说。
Your servants are listening.
仆人静听。
We sanctify this place.
我们洁净这个地方。
We sanctify this time.
我们洁净这段时间。
And we sanctify ourselves.
我们洁净我们自己。
So that you will be free to work among us.
所以你可以自由地工作在我们当中。
And this we ask in the lovely name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉着我们主耶稣基督可爱的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
Many of you already know that we are going to be fellowshipping primarily out of the letter to the Hebrews.
大家都知道我们这次主要是从希伯来书来分享。
You have already been given some questions.
你已经拿到了一些问题。
So this gave you opportunity to read certain portions of this letter to the Hebrews.
所以这给大家一些机会可以读了一下希伯来书。
Let me just mention a couple of things as we get started on this letter.
在我们开始之前我先提几件事情。
This letter was written to a people in crisis.
这封书信是写给在急难当中的一群人。
A very serious crisis.
非常大的急难。
They had come to know the Lord Jesus in a very wonderful and living way.
他们认识了这位又真又活的主耶稣。
They were people who were in covenant with the living God.
他们已经与活神立了新约。
Actually, they had experienced two covenants.
甚至他们经历了两个约。
As Hebrews, as Jews,
作为希伯来人,
they were the old covenant people.
他们是旧约的人。
God had made a covenant through Moses.
神借着摩西与他们已经立过约。
To the descendants of Abraham.
是他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But now they had come into a better covenant.
但是现在他们进入了一个更美的约。
Better promises.
有更美的应许。
Promises unbelievable.
是难以让人自信的应许。
But they were experiencing a crisis.
但是现在他们在经历一个急难。
Because they were under pressure.
因为他们有很大的压力。
They told exactly what the pressure was.
这里并没有告诉我们他们所受的压力是什么。
But something happened to them.
但是他们当中发生了一些事情。
That was tempting them, influencing them to turn their back on the Lord Jesus.
在那边诱使他们要遗弃主耶稣。
That is to leave the new covenant that they became members of.
离开他们已经成为的新约。
And go back into the old covenant.
回到旧约里面去。
Rather than a covenant of grace, they were to go back to a covenant of law.
他们要离开恩典的约，而要回到律法的约。
And so this writer.
所以这位作者。
We don't know for sure who he is.
我们也不知道他确实是谁。
We have a lot of different people telling us.Who they think was the author of this.
很多人都有不同的意见。
Some people say Paul.
有的人说是保罗。
Some Apollos.
有的人说是阿波罗。
Some Luke.
有的人说是路加。
I don't know who wrote the letter.
我也不知道是谁写的。
But I am convinced whoever the Lord used to write this letter.
但是我很确信不管主用了谁来写这封信。
Under the ministry of the Apostle John.
他是在使徒约翰的带领下面服侍过的。
We don't have time tonight to go into the reasons for that.
今天晚上我们没有时间来讨论这后面的原因。
You don't have to accept it.
你也不一定需要接受。
But I encourage you to consider it.
但是我鼓励你来思考这一点。
You read the Gospel of John.
你仔细的读约翰。
You read the First Epistle of John.
你仔细的读约翰一书。
And you read the Book of Revelation.
你仔细的读启示录。
And then read.The letter to the Hebrew.
然后再来读希伯来书。
And I think you will discover there's some wonderful things that are parallel in these books.
我相信你就会发觉在这些书信里面有很多非常匹配的地方。
Now let's look at the end of this book, chapter 13, to begin with.
让我们一同来看第十三章。
Just one verse.
就一节。
And this verse helps us understand.How the author of this letter saw what he had written.
这一节告诉我们这位作者怎么样看他所写下来的这封书信。第二十二节。
Hebrews 13:22.
希伯来书第十三章二十二节。
But I urge you, brethren, bear with this word of exhortation.
弟兄们
I have written to you briefly.
弟兄们我略略写信给你们望你们听我劝勉的话。
So he tells us what he has written.
他告诉我们他写了什么。
Now when you look at it from one perspective,
你从一个角度来看
some of it looks like a letter.
大部分看起来像是一封书。
But when you look at it from another perspective,
但是你从另外一个角度来看
it's not like the other letters in the New Testament.
在它跟新约的其他书信又不太一样。
It doesn't start out like a letter.
它起头并不像一封书。
It starts out God.
它起头就说神
in the past.
在古时
has spoken.
已经响立。
He doesn't say, I greet you, brothers and sisters.
他没有说我问某某某的安。
It ends like like a letter.
但是他结束的时候又像是一封书信。然后他在这边鼓劝勉弟兄。
But what he tells us that it is a word of exhortation.
他这个地方告诉我们这些是劝勉的话。
Now, probably if you're like me,
你如果像我一样
you won't enjoy people exhorting you.
你大概不会很喜欢别人劝勉你。
You know, we don't enjoy people telling us you need to become more serious.
我们不喜欢别人告诉我们你要更
认真一点。You need to stop doing this.
或者说你必须要停止这个事情。
Or maybe you should do this.
或者说你应该做这样的事情。
We don't enjoy doing that thing.
我们并不喜欢这
样。We don't enjoy having someone else say those things to us.
我们不喜欢别人跟我们说这样的话。
But can I tell you a secret?
但是我能告诉你一个秘密。
There are times when we need to be exhorted.
有些时候我们确实需要被劝勉。
When we're going the wrong way,
当我们走在不对的路上。
And making some very foolish decisions.
在我们做一些非常愚蠢的决定的时候。
Decisions that will affect us for eternity.
这些决定会影响我们的人生。
Not just something like now.
不只是今生的事的时候。
But we are making decisions.
我们在做一些决定。
That will affect our lives forever.
会影响我们永世的生命。
And forever is a long time.
永世是一个非常长的时间。
No watches, no calendars.
没有
no measurement of time.
不用测量。
Infinite.
是完全没有限制的。
Limitless.
没有边的。
And there can be no change.
也没有办法改变的。
There will be no opportunity for change.
没有机会再做改变了。
And so this writer, out of his deep love for those to whom he's writing,
所以这位作者出于他对这些对这些弟兄姐妹的爱
He's having to say some very difficult things.
说他要说一些非常难说的话。
Why?
为什么?
Because the problem was very serious.
因为他们面临的问题也非常严重。
And the problem was,
这个问题就是
God's best was not good enough.
神的最好对他们来说不是
You understand?
不够好，你明白吗？
Our heavenly Father,
我们的天父
has given us the absolute best that He has.
已经把他绝对最好的给了我们。
There's nothing better that He can give us.
没有再好的东西他可以给我们。
These people to whom this writer is writing this exhortation,
那这一位弟兄写来劝勉他们的这个
群体 conducting themselves in such a way,
他们却是在如此的行
that they were saying he's not good enough.
好像他们在说他还不够好。
The Lord Jesus is not good enough.
主耶稣不够好。
And some of them are going back to the old way.
所以有的人要回到他们的老路上。
My dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
I think things are going to continue to get worse, not better.
我想世上的事会越来越恶。
I wish I could stand before you tonight and speak words of encouragement.
我希望我能够站在这个地方给大家说鼓励的话。
Just a little bit longer.
只要再过一点时间。
Just a few more months.
再过几个月的时间。
Things are going to get better.
事情就会变好。
I don't think it's going to happen.
但是我并不觉得这会发生。
So you know the pressure is going to become more intense.
你知道这个压力会越来越重。
It's going to be much more difficult to be a faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要做耶稣基督忠实的跟随者越来越困难。
Already a hatred for the things of Christ is becoming more intense than it has been in my lifetime.
现在那些恨基督的事情越来越多，比我以前经历的多很多。
So it's a good time.
所以现在是一个好的时候。
For us to have a word of exhortation spoken to us.
让我们来听劝勉的话。
Now, this writer,
这位作者
focuses in two main areas.
他主要是集中在两个方面
warnings,
一个
and encouragements.
另外一个是鼓励
Now, we don't like the warnings.
第一个是警戒，我们不喜欢警戒
But they are the mercy of God.
但是他们是神的怜悯
And the encouragements,
鼓励
we very, very much need.
我们非常需要
and so he is faithful
所以他是信实的
to give the warnings
给我们警戒
and he's very faithful
他也是信实的
to give the encouragement
也给我们鼓励
and the encouragement very simply is this my brothers and sisters
那鼓励是非常简单的就是
Look at the Lord Jesus more carefully.
仔细地看主耶稣。
Let the Holy Spirit open the eyes of your heart.
让圣灵开你灵里面的眼睛。
Where you can see this wonderful Lord.
你能够认识这位奇妙又奇妙的主。
So, in our hearts, we want to focus in four different areas.
这一次我们要注重在四个方面。
Chapter 1,
第一章,
Chapter 3,
第三章,
Chapter 12,
第十二章,
and Chapter 13,
还有第十三章。
Chapter 1, we're going to fellowship about the Son being the Word of God.
在第一章里面我们交通的是神的儿子就是神的话。
Chapter 3, the focus will be on the Lord Jesus being the Apostle and High Priest of our confession.
第三章是讲到我们的主耶稣是我们的使徒和大祭司。
Chapter 12,
第十二章
our fellowship will be focused on this matter of looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our of faith.
就是仰望那为我们的信心创始成终的基督耶稣。
And then in chapter 13,
在第十三章
that great shepherd of the sheep.
那您羊群的大牧人
Trust in the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
我们信靠圣灵要打开我们的眼睛
See our Lord Jesus as the Word.
看我们的主就是道
God has spoken to us.
就是神向我们说的话
See the Lord Jesus as the Apostle and High Priest of our confession.
看到我们的主耶稣基督就是我们的使徒和大祭司
See the Lord Jesus as the Author and Finisher of faith.
看到我们的主耶稣是我们信心创始成终的主。
See the Lord Jesus as the great shepherd of the sheep.
看到我们的主耶稣是那一位我们灵魂的大牧人。
If this can happen, my brothers and sisters.
如果我们真的能看到。
If we can cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们能够跟圣灵一起合作。
And we can see with more clarity.
我们能够更清晰地看见。
These aspects, these wonderful truths about our Lord Jesus.
这几个方面关于我们主耶稣的真理如果你把它带回家
the Holy Spirit can get them into your heart,
如果圣灵能够把这些带在你的心里能够带回家
on them,
你能够默想
let the truth get down deep inside of you,
能够让这个真理进到你的里面
you'll be a different person.
你就会变化
you'll be a richer person.
你就会成为一个更丰满的人
not financially.
不是说从是属灵上面而不是从经济上面
So let's read the first four verses of chapter 1
让我们一同来读第一章的第前四节
We'll read verse by verse
我们一节一节的来读
God after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方小谕列祖
In these last days has spoken to us in his Son whom he appointed heir of all things through whom also he made the world
就在这末世借着他儿子小谕我们又早已立他为承受万有的也曾借着他创造诸世界
Verse 3
第三节
And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature and upholds all things by the word of his power.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相常用他全能的命令托住万有
When he had made purification of sins he sat down at the right hand of majesty on highHaving become much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they.
他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
And then chapter 2 verse 1.
然后第二章第一节。
For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
So these are the verses that we want to fellowship about tonight.
这些是我们今天晚上要分享的经文。
You know, when the Bible, the first verse in the Bible,
你知道圣经的第一节
it just says, and God created the heavens and the earth.
说神起初神创造天地。
And there's a period at that short, at the end of that short sentence.
在那一句之后有一个句号。
In my understanding,
在我的理解里面
he didn't tell us how God created it.
他并没有告诉我们神是怎么造的。
We just said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
他只是说起初神创造天地。
Now, if you know the God who has revealed himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你认识这一位借着主耶稣启示他自己的神
then you must be convinced in your heart,
那你心里面一定要确定
that he can only create something perfect.
他只会创造完美的东西。
It's impossible for this God that we have come to know in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是这一位我们借着主耶稣基督所认识的神
to create anything imperfect.
他是不可能创造那不完美的东西。
But you notice in chapter 1 of Genesis verse 2.
但是你看在创世纪的第一章第二节。
Now I'm sure you remember some of this.
我想你一定记得
After he said, and in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth,
他说了起初神创造天地
and then it says, and the earth was formless and void,
然后
there was darkness over the surface of the deep.
地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗
This is a definition of chaos.
这个是一个混沌的状
况 of a lack of order,
没有秩序
of darkness,
是一个黑暗
Now God didn't create it that way.
但神并没有创造
Not the God that I,
这不是我认识的神所做的。
He cannot create a chaos.
他不可能有美。
He is never going to create something ugly.
他绝对不会创造一个
undisorderly,
丑恶的或者是
and chaos,
混乱的。
So what happened?
那什么事情发生了
What happened between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2?
在创世纪第一章第一节第二节
What happened to creation that God had created?
神所创造的美好的受造发生了什么事情呢
Well, we don't have time to go into the details of it.
我们今天没有时间来看这些细节
But my understanding is, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹我的理解是
What we have described in Genesis 1:2
在这个地方创世纪第一章第一节第二节
the result of God's judgment,
给我们描述的是神审判的结果他审判的
great of angels,
那一位天使长
who rebelled against God himself,
他背离了神
who in his heart wanted to be God,
他在心里面想自己成为
He wanted to dethrone God
他想坐在神的宝座上
and set himself up as God
把自己称为神
Now I hope you remember
我希望你记得
that Lucifer was a created being
那路西佛是他是受造之
物 There's only one uncreated being
只有一位是不是受造
的 And that's God
那就是神
All other beings have been created
其他的都是受造的
And so Lucifer was a created being.
So Lucifer 是一个被造的。
But he felt like he had the capacity to be God.
但他觉得他有能力。
And so he rebelled against the throne of God.
所以说他背离了神。
He sought to overthrow.
他想要把神推翻。
God's government.
想要把神的权柄。
How could a created being be so foolish?
那一个受造之物怎么可能这样的愚蠢呢？
Because he was so focused in himself.
因为他一切的注意都是在他的自己。
My understanding, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，我的理解是
is that Lucifer was one of the most beautiful creatures that God had ever created.
Lucifer 是神所创造的万物里面最美好的一个。
He had the highest position in the government of God.
他在神的政权里面有非常高的这个位置。
He was not satisfied just to be a created being.
但是他不以受造之物为满足。
So he rebelled.
所以说他背离了神。
And apparently part of his responsibility was in this galaxy in which you and I live.
我们知道他掌管的就是我们现在住的这一个宇宙。
I find it very interesting, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得非常有意思。
What it says, and the earth was formless and void.
这地方讲到地是空虚混沌。
Now, is the earth the only planet in this galaxy?
地球是不是这一个星系里面唯一的行星？
Is the earth the only planet in the universe?
地球是不是这个宇宙里面唯一的行星？
Why weren't some of these other planets mentioned?
为什么这个地方没有讲到其他的行星呢？
Why didn't the scripture say, and God created the heavens and Jupiter?
为什么神没有说神创造了天和木星？
Or he created the heavens and Mars?
或者说他创造了天和火星？
Do you know why the scriptures calls our attention to this?
你知道为什么圣经在这地方
？Because it's the only place in God's universe.
这是因为这是在神的宇宙里面唯一的地方。这个地方有问题。
It's out of control.
已经出了问题。
It became something that God never wanted it to be.
成了一个神他从来没有想要他成为。
I hope you come to see and experience reality in your heart.
我希望你能够看到这一点，而且能够经历这一点。
That this God, who is our God,
这位神就是我们的神，
cannot rest.
他不能够安息
He cannot be at peace, my brothers and sisters.
他不能够得到安息
Until everything in this universe
直到他所有的宇宙
is restored to perfection
能够恢复到完美的地步
Now, I don't know what your response to that is
我不知道你会怎么样反应
But my response once again is hallelujah
我的反应就是 hallelujah
I want to say it again
我要再说
Our God cannot rest
我们的神 不能得到安息
until everything in his universe
直到宇宙里面的万物
is absolutely perfect
都是绝对的完美
and when we read our Bibles
当我们读我们的圣经
we discover that this planet earth
我们发觉这个地球
is a place where God's loving heart is concerned
是神爱的心非常关切
His whole focus is on this planet
他一切的注意力都在这个
And the people who live on this planet.
和住在这个星球上面的人。
And it is God's heart to restore it to such a way.
神的心意是要做恢复。
To perfection.
恢复到完美。
So that he can rest.
这样他才能够进入安息。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
It's a marvelous thing that our God is doing.
神行的实在是一件美妙的事情。
And from time to time there have been other crises that have occurred. In the In this galaxy.
在历史当中有其他的各样的危机发生
planet,
在这个地球上
with God's people,
在神的百姓当中
and God has always found a way,
神 只发现了一条道路
to appropriately respond to that crisis,
来解决这些问题
Now if you will read Genesis chapter 1,
如果你读创世纪第一章
You will discover that God spoke 10 times in that first chapter.
你就会发觉神说了十次话。
Now we're not going to go into those tonight, okay?
我们今天不会来详细的讲。
Just to mention them.
只是提一点。
God spoke 10 times.
神说了十次。
When he saw the darkness,
他看到黑暗的时候。
What did he say?
他说了什么呢
？Let there be light.
要有光。
He didn't have to do anything except speak.
他只需要说。
This is the kind of God that you've come to know.
这就是你认识的那位神。
But this was his responding to a crisis.
这是他对着一个危机的反应。
Now, I don't have much time tonight, okay?
今天我们有太多时间。
So we have to jump way ahead.
所以我们要朝前跨一步。
To another great crisis.
要进到另外一个非常大的危机。
That is God responding to a crisis.
我们看神怎么样对着这个危机
对着 this writer here
因为这一个
very clear, my brothers and sisters,
他讲得非常清楚
that God has always been faithful to speak
神总是信实的在说话晓谕我们
because he wants us to know him
他要我们认识他
not just have information about him
不只是关得到关乎他的消息而是真正的认识他
Remember John 17 verse 3
你记不记得约翰福音十七章第三节
Many years like I am
你有可能跟我一样
For many years I read this verse
我已经这一节读过非常多遍
It seemed like I read it and it didn't register at all
我似乎读过很多遍但是呢一直没有停在我的心里面
You know what our Lord Jesus says in this prayer when he prays to his father
你知道我们主耶稣在他向父神的祷告里面说什么吗？
This is eternal life.
他说这就是永生。
Now, how would you define eternal life?
你怎么样定义永生呢？
What is your definition of eternal life?
你定义的永生是什么呢？
It means I'm going to live forever.
哦，我们就是活到永生。
Yes.
是吗？
Yes, that's all.
就是这些吗？
Let me ask you a question tonight.
我问你一个问题。
You'll be very honest with yourself.
你要对你自己诚实。
You want to live the way you are tonight forever?
你想要你现在这样活着活到永远吗？
Anybody ever want to stay the way you are forever?
有没有人像就像他现在这样要活到永远吗？
If you're my brother and sister in Christ,
你如果是在基督里面的弟兄，
I don't want you to stay the way you are tonight forever.
我也不希望你就像今天这个样子一直到永远。
Why?
为什么？
Because I have to spend eternity with you.
因为我要在永世里面跟你在一起。
You better pray that I don't remain the way I am.
你最好是祷告我也不要像以前那个样子在永世里
面。
你知道为什么？
You have a choice.
因为你没有选择。
You have to live eternity with me.
你必须永世里面跟我在一起。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
This is eternal life, our Lord Jesus says.
我们的主耶稣说这就是永生。
That they may know thee, the only true God.
他们能够认识你独一的真神。
This is what our God wants.
这是我们的神
要
的。
To know him.
他想要我们
as a living person.
认识他是独一活的神。
All of his speaking.
所有的人
has had this objective.
所有他说的话都有这样一个目标。
Make it possible for us to know him.
让我们能够认识他。
If God had never spoken,
如果神从来没有晓谕我们。
There would be no hope for us.
我们就没有一点的盼望。
So the writer tells us,
所以这个地方作者告诉我们，
He spoke long ago.
他在古时就晓谕我们。
He spoke there in Genesis chapter 1.
他在创世纪第一章就说了。
He spoke through the prophets.
他借着这些先知说了。
In many portions and in many ways.
各方多次。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And the people would hear what he had to say.
如果人愿意听他说的话，
They come into a living relationship with him.
他就与他们建立起一个活的关系。
But what he had spoken in the past was limited.
但是他过去小遇的
That is, it limited our understanding of who he is.
这个地方限制了我们所对他的理解。
So he has decided to speak in a very, very special way.
所以他决定要用一个非常特别的方式晓谕我们。
He has spoken in such a way,
他是这样的晓谕我们。
He never needs to speak again.
他不用再晓谕我们。
He has said everything he needs to say.
他已经说了他所有要说的。
And that means that you and I,
意思就是你跟我，
If we can hear what he has said,
如果我们能够听见他说的，
Then we'll come into this knowing of him.
我们就能够进入到认识他。
And know the reality of eternal life.
我们就能够真正的体会。
So eternal life is not just living forever.
所以永生不仅仅是活到永远而已。
It's coming to know the living God.
而是认识真神。
Who is an eternal God.
他是永生的神。
So this writer says that God has spoken to us in these last days.
所以这个作者告诉我们说，神在末世启示我们，晓谕我们。
In His Son.
借着他的儿子晓谕我们。用一个特别的方式。
And I said a moment ago,
我刚才说过，
God doesn't have to say anything else.
神就不用再说了。
He said everything he needs to say.
他已经把他所要说的都说完了。
So what does that mean for you and me?
意思是什么呢？对你和我来说，
We ought to be very diligent about listening to what he said.
我们应该殷勤地听他说的。
Now the wonderful way that this writer of Hebrews presents this way God has spoken is wonderful.
希伯来作者把这样的来描述神的晓谕是非常美妙的一件事情。
He mentions seven things about this word that had been spoken.
他提到七件这关于神所晓谕的事。
Now let's see, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，我们一起来看。那我们来听。
God has spoken in a person.
神已经借着一个人向我们说了话。
In other words, who this person is.
这个人是谁？
Is God's way of speaking to us.
就是神向我们说话的方法。
In these last days.
在这个末世的时候。
He spoke before.
他已经
last days.
我们有这样的特权活在这个末世。
When did these last days begin?
末世到底什么时候开始呢？
When the Son of God was born into the human race.
当神的儿子进入到人里面。
When the Son of God became the Son of Man.
当神子成为人子的时候。
This is the beginning of the last days.
这就是末世的开始。
And you and I are privileged to live in these last days.
我们有这样的特权活在这样一个末世。
So we have advantages of those.Over those who had lived in the past.
所以我们相对于那些活在以前的人来说，我们有一个优势。
And because we have advantages,
因为我们有这样的优势，
we have greater responsibility.
我们具有更大的责任。
Because God has spoken as clearly as is possible for God to speak.
因为神已经用再清晰不过的办法说了话。
He has spoken in an unlimited way.
他已经用了一个无限的方法说了他的话。
He does not need to speak one more word.
他不用再说一句话。
And this writer of this Hebrew letter,
所以这希伯来书的作者
has chosen seven qualities of our Lord Jesus.
他选了我们主耶稣基督的七个特征。
Seven things about this one in whom God has spoken.
七个神所说的这个道。
Now let's let the Holy Spirit help us to see clearly what He says about this one in whom God has spoken.
让我们求圣灵帮助我们清晰地看见神说的这个话。
Now, before we do that, let me just mention one other thing.
在我们进入那之前，我们先说一件事情。
Because you know, my dear brothers and sisters,
你知道吗，我亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes we let ourselves think things that become big problems to us.
有的时候我们觉得我们用我们的思想成为我们的很大的问题。
Sometimes our concepts are wrong.
有的时候我们的概念是错的。
Sometimes our concepts are inadequate.
有的时候我们的概念是不足够的。
That is the way we think.
这是我们思想的方式。
About certain things.
我们想某些事情的时候，这种方式是错的。
And inadequate.
不足够的。
Many times.
非常多的这样。
So it means that we have to begin to let the Holy Spirit.
意思就是我们必须要让圣灵
truth to us,
把这个真理带给我们
such a way that the right kind of concepts get formed in our thinking.
让我们头脑里面，我们的思想里面有一个正确的方式。
And my young brothers and sisters,
年轻的弟兄姐妹
I say it to you again.
我再次跟你们说
You don't have to have gray hair.
你不需要白发苍苍。
For this to become your experience.
才能够得到这样的经历。
So, seven things he mentions about him.
所以他这个地方提到七件事情。
I'm going to put it in my own language, okay?
我要用自己的话来说。
Because we have heard the other language so much that sometimes we don't pay much attention.
因为我们听圣经的话太多次，甚至到一个地步我们不再注意了。
That he is the pre-incarnate son.
他是在道成肉身之前的
He was the Son of God before he ever became the Son of Man.
他在成为人子之前
是神的儿子。He is the Son of God.
他是神永生的儿子。
He never has been anything else other than the Son of God.
他从来没有做过神的儿子之外的任何一个事情。
With God.
他一直是与神同等的。
So don't allow yourself to think.
不要让你自己这样想。
Somehow the Lord Jesus is on a level lower than the Father.
就我们的主耶稣是比父神低一个等次。
And don't allow yourself to think that the Holy Spirit is even on a level lower than that.
不要让你自己想认为圣灵是更低一个等次。
This is the wrong kind of thinking.
这是一个错误的想法。
It's inadequate thinking.
这是一个不足够的想法。
What begins to happen is,
因为
you and I begin to respond to him differently than we do the Father.
因为我们对着他的反应就会对父神的反应不一样。
We are not fully convinced that the Lord Jesus is God.
我们心里面不确认定主耶稣是神。我怎么知道呢？
Because I hear our prayers.
因为我听见我们的祷告。
I hear our worship.
我听见我们的敬拜。
Says to me.
告诉我
we have put him in a level lower than we should be on.
我们把他放低了一个等次。
The same thing is true with the Holy Spirit.
对于圣灵也是同样的。
You put him on a level even much lower.
我们把他放到了一个更低的。
We don't really see him as God.
我们不把他看成是神。
But he is God.
但是他确实是。
God the Father is God.
父神。
God the Son is God.
神子是神。
And God the Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵是神。
They are all three equally God.
他们三位是同等的神。
So this one about whom this writer is writing.
所以这个地方希伯来书的作者
他是永生的神的 God
他是永生的
God He has always been the son of God
他一直都是神的儿子
He didn't become the son of God when he was born in Bethlehem
他不是在他降生在伯利恒之后才成为神的儿子
He became the son of man
他成了人的人子
But the son of God was born into the human race
神的儿子降生到了人的里面
His name is Jesus.
他取名为耶稣。
And our writer wants us to know some wonderful things about him.
这个地方作者要给我们启示给我们一些非常美妙的事情。
Now, the language of my Bible.
我用的这个圣经里面的语言。
Calls him an heir of all things.
说他是承受他是承受万有的。
He is the owner.
他是拥有者。
Now, when was this decision made for him to be the owner?
这个让他成为承受万有的决定是什么时候做出来的呢？
Who made the decision that Jesus will be the owner of all things?
谁决定了主耶稣是万有的拥有者呢？
I need to say that again. Please forgive me.
请让我要再说一次。
Who decided that the Son would be the heir of all things?
谁决定了神的儿子是成为承受万有的
God did
神决定的
There was a decision made within the Godhead
在神的本体里面
We know that the Father, Son and Holy Spirit are in perfect harmony
你知道圣父圣子圣灵他们是完全的合一的
You said Ernie This is so difficult to understand
你说 Ernie 这非常难
I agree with you It's very difficult
我同意这是
Actually humanly speaking it's impossible
而且从人的角度是根本的不可能了解
we have the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们需要有圣灵
I'm not saying that we will ever come to a place where we can totally explain this great mystery
我的意思不是说我们能够完完全全到一个地步可以解释这样的道理
But why is it, my brothers and sisters
但是弟兄姐妹
that we are satisfied to allow some things in the natural realm to remain mysteries
为什么我们愿意让在这个自然界的很多
But when it comes to spiritual things
但是到属灵
We want all the details to be explained
我们就希望所有的细节都解释清楚
Somehow we're not satisfied for it to be a mystery
我们觉得这个是奥秘不足够
Now I'm going to tell you one mystery I have in the natural realm
我告诉你在这个自然界里面我看到的一个奥秘
Now I use it when I'm in Brazil I use it every day
我在巴西的时候每天都使用这个事情
It's called a wireless remote.
就是一个无线的遥控
a thing that sends waves to the air.
它通过空气传递这个波它不是用线接的
I'm able to get my email on my computer.
但是
I've been connected to it by wire.
但是我的这个电脑里面可以收到电子邮件
I know some of you Dear brothers and sisters, can explain it to me.
我知道我们当中有些亲爱的弟兄姐妹可以把这件事情。
It's a mystery to me.
但是不管怎么样，对我来说这还是
奥秘。
这怎么可能发生呢
？I don't understand putting it through a wire.
我如果有一条线连着，我就能够明白了。
I can't understand it going through the air.
但是我不能明白它这个通过空气。
Now what I'm saying is this matter of the Godhead of the Trinity.
弟兄姐妹我所说的就是这三而一的神
Three equal members within one Godhead
三位同等的在一起是一个神里面
It's a mystery
这是一个奥秘
And maybe when we are ushered out into eternity
当我们进入到永世的时候
Maybe we will begin to understand in a fuller way
我们可能就更丰满的认识到的
We don't ever expect to be able to fully explain it
但是不要期盼说你能够完完全全的解释
Because our God is the greatest mystery in the universe
因为我们的神就是这个全宇宙里面最大的奥秘
But he wants you to know him
但是他要你认识他
To the capacity that you can
尽你最大的能力
Not completely
不是完完全全的。
But you can know him to the degree.
但是你可以认识他到一个地步。
That your life can be transformed.
你的生命要改变。
And you can be equipped.
你可以。
Spend eternity in a spiritual dimension.
在属灵里面。灵里面跟他在一起，永远的在一起。
So this one that we're talking about is the heir, the owner of all things.
所以这一位我们所谈论的，他是承受万有的。
This is a decision that was made in eternity past.
这是在永世万古之前就已经的，在时间之前就已经的。
We can't put our finger and say this is going to happen.
所以我们不能只说这个是。这个时候发生的。
They decided that he would be the owner.
那个决定他是成为承受万有的。
Of all that does exist.
承受
universe.
整个万有。
Everything that's created.
所有受
他。He will be the heir.
他是承受的。
It will all belong to him.
都是属于他的。
This was made, this decision was made in eternity past.
这个决定是在万古之先就做出来的。
Then after that decision was made,
当那一个决定做出来的
decision was made,
又做了另外一个决定。
This same man who is the owner,
他这位拥有万有的
will be the one who will do the creating.
他要来创造万有。
So he becomes the maker of all things.
他成了创造诸世界的。
Now, it would be helpful if you went to John chapter 1.
如果你能够翻到约翰福音第一章
I don't have my time. Let's go there. John chapter 1.
如果我们来看约翰福音第一章第一节。
I'm going to ask us to read, the first four verses together of John chapter 1. Verses 1 through 4 of John 1.
我们一起来读约翰福音第一章第一节到第四节。
Let me read first for those who want to readin English, and then our brother will read those who want to read it in Portuguese. I mean, desculpe, forgive me, in Chinese, okay? So let me read, for those who read in English, read with me, okay? Brothers and sisters, we're here in the presence of our Lord.
我们现在站在神的面前。
And he wants this to become so real to us.
他要成为我们里面的真实。
So, if you need to read both in English and Chinese, you can do that too.
如果要读英文跟中文都。
So, for those who want to read,
okay,
just in English, or if you, well, later you can do it the other. Let's start. John chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
请大家一起用中文跟我一起读。请，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Look at verse 3 again.
我们请再看第三节。
All things came into being through him.
万物是借着他造的。
And apart from him, nothing came into being.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Do you think John was convinced that the Lord Jesus was the one who brought everything into being?
你觉得约翰是不是很确信主耶稣创造了万有呢？
Yes.
确实。
And that's what we find this writer of Hebrews telling us.
我们发觉希伯来书这个作者也是这样的告诉我们。
Now when did he do this creating?
他什么时候做的这个创造呢？
Before his incarnation.
这是在他道成肉身之前。
Before he became the Son of Man.
在他成为人子之前
he not only became the heir of all things,
他不光成了承受万有的
he was the creator of all things,
他也是创造万有的
and then he tells us,
然后他告诉我们
that he is the revealer of God,
他是神、他是启示神的
that is, verse 3 says, and he is the radiance of his glory,
第三节他说他是神荣耀所发的光辉
the, writer, the translators have a big problem with this
这个地方翻译的人有一个很大的难题。
Because they're not sure how is the best way to say it.
不知道怎么样来表达。
And I'm sure many times when you have read this, you read it very quickly because you don't understand it.
我相信你很多次读到这个地方的时候，太快的就过来，因为是
the radiance of His glory.
它是神荣耀所发的光辉。
These are not things that we're interested in our everyday living.
这不是我们每天的生活当中的
事情。We should be, but we're not.
我们应该是非常有兴趣的，但是呢，我们
不感兴趣。But again, in John chapter 1, verse 14,
但是在约翰福音第一章第一节
，John says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us."
约翰说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And we beheld His glory.
我们见过他的荣光。
Where the only begotten of the Father.
正是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典。
Remember in John 14.
请大家大家记得约翰福音
第一章第十节 Jesus said to one of his disciples
第十四章
If you have seen me
主耶稣对他的门徒说你见过我
You have seen the
你就见了父
The glory of the Father
神的荣耀
Revealed in a person
在一个人
Now you know that God's creationis a revealing of His character, of His glory.
我们知道神的创造显出他的荣耀。
But here now in this person,
但是在这个地方，在这个人身上
He says that He is the radiance, the outshining of the glory of God.
他说他是神荣耀所发出来的这个光辉。
Let me try to use an example, an illustration.
让我给大家用一个举例来说明。
There was this mother and daughter who wereIn the kitchen one morning, the mother was preparing the meal.
有一个早晨，有一个有一对母女在厨房里面准备食物。
The little daughter was over there drawing the picture.
这小女儿在那边画画。
And so the mother said to her little girl.
所以母亲对这个女儿说
，What are you doing?
你在做什么
？She said, "I'm drawing the picture."
她说我在画画。
Who are you drawing the picture of?
你在画谁呢？
I'm drawing a picture of God.
我在画神。
And the mother said to her little daughter,
母亲对女儿说
You can't do that.
你不能这样做。
That no one's ever seen him.
因为从来没人见过神。
You know what she said?
她说什么呢
When I get finished, they will know what he looks like.
当我画完了之后，他们就知道神怎么样了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
When our Lord Jesus got finished,
当我们的主耶稣完成的时候
Now we know what he looks like.
我们就知道他是什么样的。
We know what God is really like.
我们就知道神是怎样的。
He is a God of glory.
他是荣耀的神。
He is a God of all grace.
他是一个全能的恩典。
He is the Father of mercies. He is the Father of mercies.
他是恩典的父。
He is a God of all comfort.
他是赐诸般安慰的神。
Oh, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
All of this emanated.Came out of
这一切都是
the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
从我们的主耶稣基督里面发出来的。
So this was during his time of incarnation.
这是他道成肉身的时候。
It became air before the incarnation.
他在道成肉身之前。
And he became air before the incarnation.
他在成为道成肉身之前。
Do you understand the incarnation?
弟兄姐妹，知不知道道成肉身
？The Son of God, the eternal Son of God.
当永生神的儿子。
Came to live in Jesus of Nazareth.
他成为了拿撒勒人耶稣。
And his becoming a man did not change his being God.
他虽然成了人，但是他还是神。
And his being God didn't interfere with him being man.
他虽然是神，但他又是完全的人。
This is the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
And this happened during his incarnation.
这是在他道成肉身的时候发生的事。
When the Son came and took up residence in a human body.
当神的儿子住到了人的里面。
And during this time,
在这段时间里面
he revealed God,
他启示神
What other words does he say?
He is, 他怎么说
He is the exact representation of his nature.
是神本体的真相
When you see the Lord Jesus,
当你看到主耶稣
Your eyes are open to see him.
当你的眼睛被打开
You have no more questions about who God is.
你就不用再问你说
This is God himself.
这就是神本身
He isThe real representation of God's nature.
它是神本体的真相。
Now it's true that when we read some things in the Old Testament.
是的，当我们读旧约里面的一些事情。
Some things that God does and has His people do.
神 他做的事情和他那边的百姓做的事情
some wrong ideas, some wrong concepts.
你可能会产生一些错误的想法
But I want you to see your Lord Jesus.
但是我要你来看你的
And you will find that those concepts will change.
你就会发觉你对神的概念会改变
God had his own reason for doing it then.
神那个时候做的事情他有他的原因
But he had his own reason.
他有他自己的原因
But my brothers and sisters,
但是我们
要认识到 He's an eternal God.
我们要认识到他是
He never changed.
他从不改变
born.
他不是被生的
He doesn't progress.
他也不
He doesn't become more God.
他不是说更像神
He is God.
他就是
He's always been God.
他
He never changes.
他从来没有
But He will always be God.
而且他永远是神
And our Lord Jesus Christ explains Him.
我们的主耶稣基督就把它解释出来。
So my encouragement to us is,
所以我鼓励弟兄们。
If you have some question marks about God,
如果你对神有一些问题
，spend some time looking at the Lord Jesus.
花一点时间来看主。
Read the Gospels.
读福音书。
Trust the Holy Spirit to illuminate your heart.
信靠圣灵要来光照你的心。
So that you can see Him in a clear way.
你能够更清晰地认识他。
And then during His incarnation.
然后在他道成肉身的日子里面
It's the last part of that verse 3
在第三节的最后一段
He upholds all things by the word of His power
他常用全能的命令托住万有
Oh brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹们
What a wonderful person this person is
他是何等美妙的一位
He not only became the heir
他不光成为承受万有
He became the maker
不光是创造万有的
But he's the ruler.
他也是掌管万有的
that holds it all together.
他是用他的命令托住万有的那一位
Tonight when we're here or any other time in our life
当我们在这里或者任何时候
We are living in a situation where the Lord Jesus Christ is in control.
我们总是活在主耶稣基督掌权的光景里面
He is the sovereign ruler of the universe.
他是万有的主宰。
There is not one thing that happens in this universe.
在这个宇宙里面没有一件事情
He is not the ruler over.
发生他不知道。
I know this creates some questions.
他不知道。
I understand.
我知道这可能会让你有一些问题。
But even when things don't happen the way he likes them to happen.
虽然有些事情并不是发生并不是照着他喜欢的方式发生。
He still sovereignly chooses to allow them to happen that way.
但是他还是用主权允许这些事情发生。
When you and I decide to live our lives the way we want to live them,
当我们按照我们自己的意思活我们的过我们的日子的时候，他有
do whatever necessary
能力
stop us
来阻止我们。
But he chooses,
但是他选择
with his sovereignty
用他主权来选择
let us go on making.Unwise decisions.
让我们任凭我们去做一些不明智的决定。
We are the foolish ones.
我们是愚拙的。
When we don't seek to allow Him to rule over our decision making.
当我们不愿意他的权柄掌握来控制我们的决定的时候，
all things by the word of His power.
他用全能的命令托住万有。
And then the writer says, and when He had made purification from for sins.
作者说他洗净了人的罪
Now he did this work while he was here on this earth
这是他在地上所做的工作
In his incarnate life
当他道成肉身的时候
He went to the cross
他上了十字架
As the Son of God he became the Lamb of God
他从神的儿子成了神的羔羊
He went on that cross and he suffered crucifixion
他在十字架上忍受了十字架的苦刑
so that all of our sins could be forgiven,
所以我们所有的罪都可以被赦
and we could be transformed people.
我们可以成为一个改变的人
Those whom he foreknew, he predestined.
他预先知道的就预先定下来
He predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son.
预先定下来要成为他儿子的形象
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
让他在众弟兄当中成为首生的
And those who are predestined,
那他预先定下来他 他呼召
those who be called, he justified.
那些呼召的，他
and those who be justified, he glorified.
那些使他们称义的，他就得荣耀。
Finished work of our Lord Jesus on Calvary.
这都是因为我们的主耶稣在十字架上所完成的工作。
He did the work of purification.
他做了洁净的工作。
While he was here.
当他在这个地上的时候。
But notice the last thing the writer says about him.
你注意他最后作者最后说的一件事情。
Having become much better than the angels,
他远超过天使。
He has inherited a more excellent name. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the end of the middle of verse 3.
让我们再次回到第三节的中间。
He sat down at the right hand of Majesty on high.
就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Having become much better than the angels.
他就远超过天使。
Now this one through whom God has spoken,
这位神借着他说话的一位。
He is the owner of everything.
他是万有的拥有者。
He is the creator.
他是
everything.
万有的创造者。
He is the one who has revealed the character, the nature of God.
他完完全全的把神的本质彰显出来。
He has explained him to us in detail.
他已经详细的解释给我们。
When we see with clarity who the Lord Jesus is,
当我们清晰的看见主耶稣是谁的时候
gives us an understanding of who God is.
我们就知道神是谁。
He is the one who holds everything together.
他是用他的命令托住万有的那一位。
And he is the one who has made purification of sins.
他也是洗净了人的罪的那一位。
And he has sat down at the right hand of Majesty.
他现在坐在高天至大者的右边。
The writer of this letter to the Hebrews,
希伯来书的作者
is seeking to help us see,
在这个地方要帮助我们看见
clearly,
更清晰的看见
who this one called Jesus really is.
这位名叫耶稣的到底是谁？
I am concerned about us as the Lord's people.
我很关切我们作为神的主的子民。
That our vision of our Lord Jesus is not what it ought to be.
我们对耶稣的认识还没有到该到的地步。
And therefore, we don't respond to him in an appropriate way.
所以我们对他的反应也不恰当。
Do you know what it means when he sat down at the right hand of Majesty?
你知道他坐在高天至大者的右边是什么意思吗？
Is that God has installed him as the king.
就是神已经立他做王了。
The king of all kings.
他是万王之王。
The lord of all lords.
万主之主。
He is eternally the sovereign ruler of all things.
他在永世里面都是万有的主宰。
But I want to share with us tonight.
我今天想跟大家分享。
You don't have to wait.To get into that dimension of eternity before it becomes reality of Him being the Lord of your life.
弟兄姐妹，我们不用进入到永世里面，才让神真正的成为我们的主宰。
It can start while we're here.
我们还在这个地上的时候就可以开始。
Now it's God's plan.
这是神的计划。
When we have this initial experience of our Lord Jesus.
当我们最初有这样的对主耶稣的经历的时候。
Born again.
当我们重生了之后
When we become a child of God,
我们成为神的儿女之后
It is God's design and God's desire,
神的设计神的意愿就是
At that same time,
在同样的时候
We settle the issue of who is the Lord of our lives.
我们就完完全全解决这个问题就是谁是我们生命的
I wish I could come and look into the eyes of each one of you tonight.
我真希望我能够来到每一位的面前看着你的眼睛
This question,
问你这样一个问题
Who is the Lord of your life?
谁是你生命的主宰
Is it the Lord Jesus Christ?
是主耶稣吗
Because he's the only one worthy to have that place in your life.
因为唯有他配站在坐在这样一个位置上
Even if you've only lived a short time,
虽然你只活了短短的时间
You have already demonstrated.
你已经表现出来
You're not capable of being the king.
你是不配作为王的
Even though you want to be,
虽然你想做
you don't have the capacity,
但是你没有这个能力
the ability,
没有这个
be the king in your life,
没有办法成为你自己生命的王
so, gracious loving heavenly father,
所以我们这位满有恩典慈爱的父神
has made his own son.
把他自己的儿子
our Savior,
我们的救主我们的主
and the one through whom he has clearly and finally spoken everything he needs to say.
他借着他晓谕了我们一切他要说的话。
Now we've got a couple more minutes.
我们还有几分钟的时间。
And I want us to focus on that chapter 2, verse 1.
我们让大家一起来看第二章的第一节。
For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。
Now what is it that we have heard?
那我们听到了什么呢？
That God has spoken to us in a very special way.
神已经用一个非常特别的方法晓谕了我们
And he doesn't need to say anything else.
他不用再说别的了
So what responsibility does that give to us?
那我们有什么责任呢
We need to become better listeners.
我们要成为更好的听
what God has said.
更郑重的听神的话
Many times our Lord Jesus during his ministry
非常多的时候主耶稣在地上侍奉的时候
He made this statement.
他这样说
He that hath ears to hear,
有耳可听的
let him hear.
让他听
I don't know if you ever stop and consider what happens to us during our everyday life.
我不知道在你日常的生活当中有没有时候停下来想一想
you know, There's all kinds of sounds around us.
在我们周围有很多的声音
The sounds of cars,
车的声音
sound of airplanes,
飞机的声音
birds singing,
鸟的唱
鸣声 all kinds of different noises,
各种各样的噪声
and in the midst of all of this,
在这一切当中
you're hearing the sounds,
你听到了这些声音
but you close them out,
但是呢你却没有听见
closing them out,
你的头脑已经习惯把这些
loud
声音
and
屏蔽掉
so forceful thatThey finally penetrate your mind and you become aware that you're listening to this sound.
出来一个声音非常的强烈让你听见
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
deep down inside of you,
在你的深处
in a place where human eyes cannot see,
一个人肉眼看不见的地方
if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus,
如果你是相信主耶稣的
There's a new person inside of you.
在你里面有一个新造的人
A real person.
一个真实的人
And he has eyes.
他有眼睛
He has ears.
他也有耳朵
And you need to learn to listen through his ears.
你要必须要学习借着他的耳朵来听
And so God has spoken.
所以神晓谕了我们
Are we listening?
我们在听吗
Are we paying much closer attention?
我们有没有非常郑重的去听听他所说的道理。
So I want to encourage us tonight.
所以今天我要鼓励弟兄们。
Not to let all the other voices.
不要让其他所有的声音。
All the other sounds.
其他的那些噪音。
So affect us.
影响你。
That we don't hear the voice that God has spoken to us.
以至于我们听不见神向我们说话的声音。
In his dear son.
借着他的儿子。
So we want to see him in a fuller way.
所以我们要更丰满的来认识他。
Then one of the ways that we will come to know him in a fuller way.
那一个方法
is allowing the Holy Spirit.
就是让圣灵
to take what is in this person, the Lord Jesus.
把主耶稣里面的
the truth that is in him.
在主耶稣里面的真理
and speak it to our hearts.
向着我们的心里面说出来。
Now, when you read this letter to the Hebrews,
当你读这一本希伯来书的时候
this is one of their problems.
你会发觉这就是他们的一个问题。
They had stopped listening.
他们已经停止不再听了。
You know, someone asked me if I had learned to speak Portuguese.
有的人问我会不会说葡萄牙文。
I haven't learned to speak Portuguese.
我不会。
I've learned the food words so I don't go hungry.
我会说这些食物，所以我不。
You know one of the problems I created for myself.
但是你知道这个给我产生一个什么问题吗
？I didn't listen to the first teacher I had.
因为我第一个老师我没有听他的话。他说
，Stop listening.
而你不要停止听。
Guess what?
你猜呢
？Stop listening.
我不再听了。
And it's created a problem where I can't learn the language.
这就造成一个问题，我就没法学会这个语言。
I can give you excuses as to why.
我可以给大家一些借口。
I'm not going to give you my excuses, okay?
我不会告诉你我的借口是什么。
I'm saying I created a problem for myself.
我就说我自己给自己创造了一些麻烦。
I stopped listening.
因为我停止听了。
And we can do the same thing.
在这地方我们可能会犯同样错误。
My dear brother and sister, I want to make an appeal to you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我愿劝你。
Before you go to bed tonight.
今天你在上床之前。
Go to your Lord and tell him.
到主面前来告诉他
I want to learn to listen
我要学习来听
to what God has spoken to us in his son
听神借着他的儿子向我们说的
understanding that you will obey what you hear
而且立定一心志你要顺从你所听见的
in these last days
在这个末世的时候
God has spoken
神已经晓谕了我们
May we find the grace to diligently listen.
我们愿我们有这样的恩典能够仔细的听
Let's pray again.
让我们一同来祷告
Father, we want to worship you tonight that in your great wisdom you have found a way to communicate your heart to us.
父啊，我们来敬拜你，我们谢谢你在你的智慧当中你发现了一个方法可以来跟我们交流
when we were not even looking for you
当我们还不在寻求你的时候
you found a way to communicate to our hearts
你找到了一个方法来跟我们的心说话
How we thank you for that mercy
我们实在是为你这样的怜悯感谢你
from this portion of scripture that we have fellowshipped about tonight
在今天晚上我们交通的这一段经文里面
It's clear that you have spoken in a way where you never need to speak again.
非常清楚，你已经向我们晓谕到一个地步，你不用再说话。
And we want to make an honest request of you tonight.
今天晚上我们要诚诚实实的向你求。
Teach us to listen.
教导我们来听你的话。
Help us to hear your voice.
帮助我们来听见你的声音。
Please make clear to us.
请你清清楚楚的
What you have said in your son.
把你在你儿子里面向我们所说的话
And we ask it in his name.
讲明出来我们靠他的名祈求
Amen.
Amen.